struggling in Hurricane Fiona's wake. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Drenching rains continue to fall in Puerto Rico, most of the island without power from the storm's impact.
Mudslides around the island. More than 1,000 people have had to be rescued. There are others that have yet to reach help. That's because roads have been washed out. We've also seen images of homes sliding down hillsides, entire neighborhoods underwater yet again. And of course, the electric grid has also failed. Meanwhile, President Biden is pledging his support, sending more than 300 federal personnel on the way here to assist.
Fox Weather's Will Nunnally in Puerto Rico. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is due on the island Tuesday. It's been a surge of Venezuelan migrants crossing the U.S. southern border illegally. Customs and Border Protection logging more than 25,000 encounters with Venezuelans in August alone. That's up 43% in a month. At the same time, there's been a drop in immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. A county prosecutor in San Antonio is opening an investigation into the 50 Venezuelans flown to Martha's Vineyard last week, claiming they were sent there under false pretenses. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, who ordered the flight, says it's not true.
They all signed consent forms to go, and then the vendor that is doing this for Florida provided them with a packet that had a map of Martha's Vineyard. It had the numbers for different services on Martha's Vineyard, and then it had numbers for the overall agencies in Massachusetts that handle things involving immigration and refugees.
The 50 migrants were removed from the island in less than 48 hours. A Russian missile, has impacted close to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine without hitting any of the reactors but damaging some equipment nearby. Ukraine calls the strike an act of nuclear terrorism. Wall Street Monday, the Dow gained 197 points, NASDAQ up 86. The S&P 500 closed 26 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Britain has said its final farewell to Queen Elizabeth II.
There was a state funeral at Westminster Abbey, the cathedral where she was both married and had her coronation. The Queen's coffin was then carried by naval gun carriage across London, past Buckingham Palace one final time, and to Hyde Park Corner before being transported to Windsor for a service of committal. Her family marched or rode behind her all the way, and it was a show of pageantry, the likes of which most Brits have never seen before. The streets were lined in places at least 10 deep, with people wanting to say goodbye, pay respects, or just feel a part of history.
Fox's Amy Kellogg reports after the committal service, the Queen's coffin was lowered into the royal vault in the King George Chapel at Windsor Castle. President Biden and the First Lady have returned to the White House after attending the Queen's funeral. A federal judge has blocked the state of Alabama from using any method other than nitrogen hypoxia to execute convicted killer Alan Miller on Thursday. Miller claims he chose that untried execution method on a selection form because he's afraid of needles, but says the state lost it. Alabama told the judge last week it's not yet prepared to use nitrogen in an execution. The state had been preparing to put Miller to death with a lethal injection. They could appeal the ruling. A judge in Baltimore has vacated the murder conviction of Adnan Syed and ordered his release from prison after the discovery of new evidence cast doubt on his guilt. Baltimore's state attorney, Marilyn Mosby.
We're not yet declaring Adnan Syed is innocent, but we are declaring that in the interest of fairness and justice, he is entitled to a new trial.
Syed had spent more than 20 years in prison for his girlfriend's murder, a crime he has always maintained he did not do. In Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills rout the Tennessee Titans 41-7. while the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Minnesota Vikings 24-7. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.